rape and sexual assault. All countries in this report have laws and policies against rape and sexual assault. However, despite the enactment of laws, the incidence and extent of cases of rape and sexual assault is still widespread. This could be attributed to different definitions of rape and sexual assault that may not be very broad, the weak implementation of laws in the countries, and the different attitudes towards rape, virginity, and morality in societies that may deter women from reporting or seeking redress from the criminal justice system. 11 out of the 15 countries do not consider marital rape as under the ambit of the anti-rape laws. Even for those that do, the definitions of marital rape are often quite narrow. Definitions of rape vary across countries in the region. In some countries, it is broader. In the Philippines, for example, the amended Republic Act 8353 expands the definition of the act to include the insertion of objects. Page 26. Including fingering, the perpetrator and the victim to include any person in the law against rape. Note reference 110. Thus, the law is broad to include different aspects of rape. Sidebar. Voices from the ground, seeking justice for sexual assault. Motto, 38, Burmese, worked on a construction site in Mae Sot, Thailand, where she lived with her husband and daughter, 13, who also performed small jobs on the site. All of them were undocumented migrants along the border in Thailand. One day, the foreman at the site raped Motto. She did not dare tell anyone since the foreman had such authority at the workplace and she was afraid of losing her job. The foreman raped Motto a second time, which made her feel both angry and introverted, as she shrunk from telling others about her ordeal. On another occasion, the foreman tried to rape Motto's daughter when the daughter was alone at Motto's house. The foreman came by and asked her to follow him. She did so because she knew him and trusted him. He took Motto's daughter outside and tied up her hands and legs. He then stuffed her mouth with plastic and tried to rape her. Fortunately, the foreman's wife happened to come upon the scene and saw everything that was happening. She shouted for help from the neighbors. At first, the wife thought that Motto's daughter was her husband's mistress. Motto rushed over after hearing the commotion and argued on behalf of her child, explaining that such was far from the truth and, rather, the foreman was trying to rape her daughter. At that point, Motto could not be silent any longer. She decided to tell her husband what the foreman did to her. Motto contacted an NGO, which then referred her to MAP Foundation. MAP explained to Motto what action could be taken, and Motto agreed to take the case to the police. The police arrested the foreman, and he was held for a couple of days. Rather than pursue the case any further, as Motto was concerned that doing so would be too difficult given her undocumented status, she agreed to negotiate with the foreman, who offered compensation instead of justice. Since then, Motto and her family have moved to a different workplace in another part of Mae Sot. She did not dare stay at the construction site, for the sake of her safety and her daughter's. She continues to live in fear after that traumatic experience. Source, Aaron Beale, Country Profile on Universal Access to Sexual and Reproductive Rights, Thailand. End of sidebar. On the other hand, definitions of rape can be very narrow. For example, in Malaysia and in India, rape is limited to the insertion of the penis into the woman's vagina against her will. These cases preclude instances of extreme sexual assault when objects such as glass and metal have been inserted into the vagina. It also excludes instances of sexual assault where penetration has been established but in other orifices apart from the vagina, such as the mouth or the anus. Moreover, definitions of rape that restrict the act of rape to just penetration are also narrow and trivialize women's lived experiences of fear and trauma. At the same time, while countries may have sound policies with a comprehensive definition for rape, the burden of proof may often lie with the woman to prove that the rape or sexual assault had taken place. Putting the burden of proof on the victim instead of the perpetrator takes women further away from the attainment of their right to live a life free of violence and fear. In some countries, having sexual intercourse with a girl below the legal minimum age at marriage, whether with her consent or not, is considered as rape. In these cases, consent of the girl is immaterial. For example, Sexual intercourse with a girl below 16 years, whether with her consent or not, is considered statutory rape in Malaysia. Note reference 111. It is interesting to note, though, that early and child marriages are quite common in Malaysia and are in fact granted by the Sharia court. In India too, while having sexual intercourse with a girl below 15 years of age is considered rape whether or not she had consented, at the same time, early marriages remain common. These instances show the contradictory nature of laws and policies within the same country. Page 27. In China, rape is defined as violating the willingness of women to force them to have sexual intercourse with men by violence, coercion, and other means. Note reference 112. In Lao PDR, the definition of rape has been narrowed to include any person using force or other means to have sexual intercourse with a woman either against her knowledge or her will. Where the victim is a girl aged between 15 and 18, a woman under the offender's care or patient of the offender, an aggravated penalty of imprisonment and a fine may be applied. Note reference 113. Articles 276 and 277 of the Criminal Code in Thailand define rape to cover victims of all sexes and all types of sexual penetration. This law technically pertains to all individuals residing in the country, regardless of their citizenship status, i.e., migrants. The Criminal Code of Mongolia regulates rape crimes against victims regardless of one's sex, focusing on the use of violence. This law defines rape beyond vaginal or anal penetration, including attempted rape, use of threats, physical intimidation, and other forms of violence. In a more progressive vein, the Supreme Court of Nepal declared that sex without the wife's consent is rape and is punishable by law in 2006. This is especially commendable as in the region, rape laws either preclude marital rape from its purview or are completely silent about it. In Thailand as well, the anti-rape law also includes marital rape, including that by either spouse, husband or wife. Note reference 114. Until 2005, there was no specific criminal offense of marital rape under legislation in Cambodia. Currently, Articles 3 and 7 effectively recognize marital rape by including sexual aggression as a form of domestic violence, including violent sex as an element of sexual aggression. Note reference 115. Although it includes marital rape, the element of consent is missing, thus shifting the burden on the women to prove that violence was used during the rape. The amended anti-rape law in the Philippines considers penetration of the mouth and the anal and genital orifices by the penis or any other object and includes marital rape as well, unless the subsequent forgiveness by the wife extinguishes it. Note reference 116. In Malaysia, with marital rape not being criminalized, no cases on marital rape have been reported. Note reference 117. In Indonesia, marital rape is not covered under the criminal code as rape occurs between a man and a woman who is not the man's wife. Note reference 118. In Maldives, the sexual offenses bill was vetoed on the grounds that it contravened Sharia. The bill criminalized certain instances of marital rape, including while a case for dissolution of the marriage is in court, while the divorce filed by either spouse is pending, sexual intercourse to intentionally transmit a sexually transmitted disease, and during a mutually agreed separation without divorce. Note reference 119. Similarly, marital rape is not recognized in Bangladesh. Note reference 120. China, India, Lao PDR, Pakistan, Sri Lanka, and Vietnam. While laws and policies are important to ensure the administration of justice for all people, including for women and children, its execution must not be limited to the legal arena alone. Dealing with issues of sexual assault and rape requires an attitudinal shift in societies where there is zero tolerance towards any kind of violence. Definitions of rape and sexual assault must not be narrow and should be able to cover wider aspects. Efforts must also be made to remove the stigma attached to victims of sexual assault and place the blame squarely on the perpetrators where it should belong. Women and girls should be able to feel confident and fearless when approaching police stations for support and for filing of criminal complaints. The criminal justice system in the country must be geared to understand the trauma that the woman is going through, Be able to provide options for complaints. Be able to reach out for health checkups. And also provide options for counseling for the victims. There is also the need to focus on the response and a role of the health sector, as part of a multi-sectoral initiative to address GBV. The healthcare system is an excellent entry point to initiate care for survivors, given that women are likely to visit health professionals sometime during their life for SRH needs or for other illnesses. However, lack of awareness of human rights, gender and GBV, and lack of skills in responding to violence frequently leads to gender bias and poor quality response. Most Asia-Pacific countries are actively responding to this problem. However, there is a wide variation in the scale, scope, quantity, and quality of health sector response and the level of integration that has been achieved in each country. Note reference, 121, page 28.